Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula and PJ have 2. Faith has 3.
Well, we have flipped a coin. PJ's elected to go second. So, Paula, you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Trump formally recognized blank as Israel's capital on Wednesday.
Jerusalem.
Right. Following multiple accusations of harassment, Democratic Representative Blank announced his retirement on Tuesday.
Al Franken.
No, oh. That was Democratic Representative John Conyers.
Oh,
that was Tuesday. Franken's Thursday.
Oh, my mistake.
I know. It's hard to keep up. This week, it was revealed that Michael Flynn told a former business partner that sanctions against Blank would be ripped up the moment Trump took office.
Russia.
Right. On Wednesday, the Silence Breakers were named Blank's Persons of the Year.
Time.
Right. On Thursday, thousands of people gathered at Verizon stores to protest the FCC's vote to repeal blank rules.
Net neutrality?
Right. On Monday, Netflix announced it would resume production of Blank without Kevin Spacey.
House of Cards.
Right. This week, a man in England had to be rescued by the Coast Guard after he blanked.
He used his a he it was hu- well, no, yeah. He was hunting for the submarines, and he used his bathtub and a shower cap pulled down over his face.
No, he had to be rescued by the Coast Guard after he fell off a seaside cliff while trying to propose to his girlfriend. Man who is recovering.
And did she accept?
Hang on, it's a romantic story. Wait for it.
It's a cliffhanger.
I'll allow that.
You still didn't tell me if she said yes.
She did, in fact.
Oh, okay.
She's right. There, married. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Well, she got 5 points.
All right.
And that's 10 right and 12 total. And, you know, she's in the lead.
All right.
All right, PJ, you're up next, fill in the blank. This week, officials in blank said continuing U.S. threats were making war inevitable.
North Korea.
Right. This week, MI5 said they successfully foiled an alleged assassination plot against blank.
Theresa May.
Right. On Wednesday, House Republicans pushed through a bill allowing blanks to be transported across state lines.
Guns.
Right. This week, Boeing said it planned to beat Elon Musk's SpaceX to blank.
Mars.
Yes. This week, astronauts announced they had discovered the oldest known blank in the universe.
Star.
No, black hole. Shortly after waking up,
was a star.
A Michigan man suspected correctly an intruder had been in his home when he noticed blank.
The Christmas cookies and glass of milk had been eaten and his stockings had been filled with presents.
No, he says he knew for sure that someone else had been in his home when he noticed the toilet seat was down. The Traverse City man, who of course lives alone, told local police that he immediately knew something was wrong because he always leaves the toilet seat up. He quickly confirmed his suspicions after following a trail of cookie crumbs that led from his kitchen to his garage where an intruder was passed out. The thief is being charged with 1 count of breaking and entering and 1 count of helping the man avoid a fight with his girlfriend. Bill, how did PJ do in our quiz?
He got 4 right, 8 more points. His total of 10 trails Paula, who's still in the lead.
All right, so how many then does, you know, Faith over there need to win?
She needs 5 to win.
Okay, Faith, this is for the game, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Blank told the House Intelligence Committee that he couldn't discuss conversations he could have with his father because of, quote, attorney-client privilege.
Donald Trump Jr.
Right. This week, the Supreme Court ruled that Trump's 3rd blank ban could go into effect while legal challenges move through the lower courts.
Travel.
Muslim ban. On Thursday, Australia's parliament approved legislation legalizing blank.
A same-sex marriage.
Right. This week, continued wildfires prompted the evacuation of over 50,000 people in blank.
Southern California, Los Angeles.
Yes. Right. On Sunday, China introduced the first ever all-electric cargo ship, which they announced would be used to blank.
Transport Mushu pork.
No, to haul coal. On Monday, President Trump announced he was reducing the size of 2 blanks in Utah.
Oh, monuments.
Yeah, national monuments. On Sunday, CVS announced plans to buy health insurer blank for $69 billion.
Aetna.
Right. This week, a Belgian artist had to be rescued by authorities after he blanked.
Ensconced himself in a chocolate carving.
No, after he chained himself to a block of marble to symbolize the inescapable burden of history. Mikes Pope is his name. He tethered himself to this 4-ton block of marble almost 20 days ago with the intent of chiseling his way to freedom, representing art's conquest over human suffering. Unfortunately, 400 hours later, the performance artist had to admit to everyone watching on his 24-hour live stream that he was unable to escape by himself, and could someone please call for help? He was eventually freed by a guy with an angle grinder and immediately rushed off to perform his next piece, which he said symbolized man's insatiable need to use the bathroom after 400 hours chained to a hunk of marble. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
Well, she got 5 right, 10 more points. A total of 13 gives her the win by 1 point.
Congratulations, Faith.
Thanks.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what the Russian Winter Olympic athletes will do now that they can't compete at the Winter Olympics. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Hanes donating 200,000 pairs of socks to those in need, and more than 2.1 million pairs since 2009. Information about a day in the life of a person experiencing homelessness is at Hanes.com/sock drive. The University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR Archives, and dedicated to transforming the student experience and educating the next generation of global citizens. The University of Maryland, fearless ideas. And Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where physician researchers are working to create vaccines to enable a person's immune system to stop melanoma and other cancers. More at danafarber.org/defeatcancer. Special thanks this week to Revival Food Hall in downtown Chicago for feeding us. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our house manager is Tyler Green. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our interns are Gianna Capadona. And unfortunately, for the last time, Katie O'Reilly. Katie, you were always cheerful, hardworking, and delightful to have around. Thanks for everything you did for us. And as you go out into the real world, remember, most offices won't encourage you to talk like that. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills and Miles Dernbosch. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Colin Miller. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth.